Talking with humorist Mark Twain, a man commented that his greatest ambition was to visit Mount Sinai and see the place where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Mark Twain responded by saying, "Why don't you just stay home and keep the Ten Commandments?" One of the most productive ploys of the marketing industry is a technique called salting. It is the process of creating a desire or demand in the hearts and minds of people for a particular product or philosophy. In turn, we often move from our normal patterns, give in to those temptations, and follow their impulses. Our homes and garages are filled with the things that we had to have at the time, and then after buying them, they simply take up space and collect dust. What a waste of resources and space. It's often that way in our spiritual lives as well. We listen to the latest speaker or attend the newest seminars. We spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on fads and philosophies in hopes of getting our lives back in order, when all of the time the Bible sits on the shelf in the same old place, holding all the answers to any problem we will face in life. 2 Timothy chapter 3. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Do you have a marriage problem that needs to be resolved? The answer is in your Bible. Are you having money problems that are sending you deeper and deeper in debt? The way out of that hole is in God's Word. Are you caught up in the trap of materialism? The Bible has the solution. Why go seeking after that which is already in your hands? Go to God's Word, the Bible, and you will be amazed at how practically transforming it is.